So that's the front nine done, and here we are on the tee of the 10th, the back nine ahead of us, and let's say it's Sunday, the final day of the tournament. Rory McIlroy, hopefully for him, he'll be roaring to victory, but this is an important back nine, and one that can be tricky. So here we are at the start of it, 437 yards, par four on the 10th.
Again, the longer hitters here, it's a relatively short par four for the longer players. The Rorys of this world, the Lee Westwoods, the Martin Keimers, they can hit a big tee shot down here, really have nothing more than a 9-iron or wedge into the green. The green is pretty forgiving. There's only one bunker to the left of the green that could catch out an errant approach shot, and again gives the players a great chance to make birdie on this first hole of the opening back nine.
Luke Donald last year, when he was, of course, going for that momentous achievement of topping both the money lists, both sides of the Atlantic, he said it was on the back nine on the Sunday here at Earth that he knew he had done it, and he saw the scoreboards and saw that Rory was too far away to catch him. But it can be a tricky back nine if you don't keep your concentration.
Totally, because it's a little bit narrower off the tee shot, so even if you're a little bit errant here, you get caught up. If you miss the fairway here, the tendency is you're stuck behind a tree, have to play out, and then you're behind the curveball, you're trying to get back onto the green, you create a little more pressure, so often you can drop a shot quite quickly, so really a little more focus, playing the back nine is what you need to play successfully.
A strong hole 10, and you should be off to a good start for the back nine, so let's go now to hole 11 on Earth.